pierced by a body piercer, by a temp, like a, we're having some play piercing, having a piercing scene live here in the studio. And the worst part is she's running late. So the fear and anxiety that I've been having all show, thinking about how this is going to happen and how I'm scared, is just going to get drawn out longer. Oh, God. Now I have to think about, I have all these chills thinking about it. I'm like scared. And the weird part is I'm not scared that it's like going to hurt really. Cause I mean, you know, I have lots of things that hurt. I mean, tattoos, well, tattoos don't hurt, but you know, like that's needles going into you. And, geez, I can get a Brazilian and not wince. And like, that hurts.
Can you really? You can get a Brazilian without?
Brazilians,
I get my eyebrows waxed and I cry.
Brazilians hurt. Like they hurt. They're
ripping hair out of your fucking taint.
I know. No, those can be bad. But I can handle that. I can handle lots of this stuff. It's just that it's not that I'm afraid it's gonna hurt. It's that it's making me nervous to just think about it. And also, I have fear of needles. And she's gonna come in and put them in me.
You have fear of needles? You got fucking badass tattoos.
I know. But for some reason, tattoos don't seem like needles to me, because they don't go that far into your skin. They just kind of barely go in.
Plus, it has that gun around it, so yeah, it covers the needle. You don't even see it.
It's a psychological thing.
Yeah.
It's needle like, this is like
a scary needle, and this is like a needle that is going to go, it's not going to go into my skin, it's going to go like, underneath the skin.
Right.
Yeah. So it's going to poke in one side and out the other, and like, I literally am so freaked out thinking about it, and now she's running late, and so I thought I could just get it over with.
Prolong the agony now.
Yeah, and so I'm going to be just get it over with. Oh.
Eric in San Francisco said to tell you that he thinks it's odd that the piercer isn't punctual.
Oh, that's pretty funny, Eric. Actually, that's pretty funny. Lou in Florida, you're on the Diana Cade Show.
Diana, why are you doing this to yourself? For the love of God, wasn't your alcohol abuse enough last night?
No, I really need to also abuse myself this way. This is like penance for last night's show.
That's true, because like on my 40th birthday, I woke up and I'm like, okay, I'm 40. Let's see, what can I do? I'll go have a PA. I'll have a hole put in my dick.
Oh, you have a PA? Wow.
Yeah, that was a real, they're not real indicative. I ended up taking it out because they have a tendency to rip through condoms.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the problem with PAs.
And putting two of them on is like, you might as well just put your dick in a Sealamil because you can't feel anything.
Totally, totally like showering in a
raincoat. Yeah, and it's just, you know, taking it out and putting it in, I'm like, oh, screw this.
Oh.
Yeah, so I figured my 45th, I wouldn't have had my nipples done. I'm like, yeah, that's not so bad.
That's so funny. No, I can't. Something like that doesn't freak me out, but for some reason my nipples seem, I don't think I could get my nipples pierced. It seems scary to me. Like, your nipples are, that's a big.
It's a very sensitive area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
It does hurt, but I think, you know, my threshold for pain is very average because most men's are.
Yeah, that's what piercers and tattoo artists always say.
See, I would put it on pain on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being highest. Kidney stones being about a 10.
Uh-huh.
About a good 8, 9. Nipples, about a 7 to 6.
Oh, okay. Well, that all sounds pretty bad to me.
Yeah, but, you know, I have sensitive nipples. I walk by cold cuts and my nipples get stiff.
Oh,
you know,
that's funny. That's funny.
So, yeah, don't let anybody mess with your nippies, honey. From what I heard from everybody last night, you have exceptional nipples, and don't let anybody hurt them.
Yeah, no. No one's going near them.
Okay. Don't let anybody hurt you, honey.
God, I'm so mortified about last night. Okay, thanks, Lou.
Okay, if nothing else, just to take a couple shots of Jim Beam like you did last night, you won't give a fuck.
No. Ever, ever again, no.
You'll do fine, baby. We love you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, are you the sort of like drunk where you were like drunk last night where you're like, I'm never drinking Jim Beam again?
Oh, no. It wasn't like that. Because it wasn't like, no. It wasn't like that at all. It has nothing to do with, it's not like a I'm never drinking again thing.
Like, I can't drink Southern Comfort anymore.
No.
I had a terrible night with Southern Comfort. I'm like, even the smell of it now makes me nauseous.
Oh, but I wasn't like sick or anything like that. No, I was totally fine. I mean, I was, like, happy. I mean, my God.
Yeah, I heard.
But, no, it wasn't that. It was definitely this thing of, okay, number one, that what I sounded like last night, I don't sound like that out at a club. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, ever. Like that's kind of funny to me to hear that, because out at a club or a bar or just out in public in general, just going out, just like in a going out capacity, I'm never like that, ever. I'm like a, you know, two or three beers girl or something.
Mm.
And so, like, I think that kind of freaks me out, and hearing it freaks me out, and just the thought that it was live on the air freaks me out. And I don't, oh, I know what it is. I can totally pinpoint it. I'm kind of a control freak, and I don't like being out of control.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same way.
Yeah, total control freak. Don't like being out of control, and that was out of control, and so that's why I have, like, 87 panic attacks thinking about it.
I don't know why, but everyone's asking me to ask you questions tonight.
Really?
Trucker Seal wants to know why you're complaining you can drink on the job and you won't get fired.
No, we can get fired.
No, we totally can get
we
fired.
We totally can get fired.
Yeah. No, of course we could totally get fired. Oh my God, are you kidding? No, I mean, we haven't, I can't wrap my head around that. And I can't wrap my head around last night's show. It's a control issue. It's coming down to, I think I finally figured it out, but this, I can't think right now, because between that is so nerve wracking and the fact that this person is showing up to pierce me and talk about piercing on the air, just thinking about, like, anticipating that and being all freaked out. I can't, it's just like, God, can we please get this over with? It's like my heart is like in, it's going to leap right out of my chest. I don't know. So play piercing, by the way, which is what we're doing, this temporary piercing. Again, let me just explain. It's like this, I'm going to have our artist that's coming in explain it, but it's a kind of, oh, it's a cell phone. It's a kind of sort of like a, it's like playing with pain, playing with small amounts of pain, playing with the endorphins you get from feeling a small amount of pain, and also from doing something that's, you know, a little bit scary and nerve-wracking. It's a way of creating an endorphin rush in yourself. This is what people say who have done it. Mm-hmm. And also, like, a lot of playing with power and a lot of feeling submissive and all of these things. Like, people talk about how it's so amazing.
Cage, turn your fucking phone off.
You know what? I
how unprofessional.
Right, as opposed to last night.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. It's like I bought this new phone because my old phone had, like, the crappiest sound ever.
This phone sucks, too.
I hate this. This is, like, I'm going to return this phone. I don't even... This phone, I hate this phone so much that it's, like, just getting text messages on it makes me angry because I have to look at this phone. It has the worst interface, and it's so ugly, and it's... I don't even know why. I bought it because it was, like, cute and pink, and I don't know what I was thinking. So anyways, the point is, you know, this is a way of, like, challenging yourself, and it's a way of creating that endorphin rush, and it's a way of, you know, people consider it, like, a really, really hot, sexy, amazing thing, or like a very moving experience. And I am so freaking nervous. Like, she's coming in, she's going to put needles in my arm. I already agreed to let her do it. And, oh my God, can we just get it over with? Would you just show up, please, piercing person? X-Ray Ames, by the way, is her name. It's her piercing name. And the performance tomorrow night is at the Deitch Gallery in Long Island City. And she is, if you wanted to go look at the website, you could. It's truthserum.org/X-Ray Ames. And you could see all these pictures of these crazy performances that she puts on where people are, like, in all this intricate, like, strung from the ceiling, crazy, amazing piercing stuff. It's very cool. It's very, very intense. Like, let's get it over with. I guess also, wait, this kind of ties into the control stuff around last night's show, because it's also the fact that I can't, this is like a, you know, me not being in control of this thing, the fact that someone's coming in to do this to me.
Right.
And I don't bottom really particularly well, and I only will bottom for people that I have to really know them well, you know.
Right.
Emma is totally Toppy McTops a lot, but, like, she is. But especially not in that kind of, in any kind of, like, SME capacity, I really don't bottom. I'm not on the
this
bottom.
Is a giant cock.
Yeah, she does have one of those too. I'm not the I don't get the hitting. I get to do the hitting. That's just how it works with me.
Or in Justine Jolie's case, the choking.
I did choke her, didn't
I? You did.
I fucking choked that
bitch. You're like, sit your fucking ass down in this chair.
Hey, if there's anything I mean, I'm a pretty good, I got a skill, all right?
Cage is in control.
I'm a good top. But, and so I'm nervous because this is going to be me like, I mean, I'm getting pierced, you know? Like, that's way bottomy.
My brother had to have a liver biopsy,
uh-huh.
And the needle was like a foot long, and they just stick it into your side.
Oh, stop it.
Like, the needle's literally like that.
Oh, God, I'm going to faint. I'm a little bit worried I'm going to faint when she pierces me tonight.
Oh, please don't fucking do that. That's the last thing I need tonight.
I'm going to faint. I'm going to faint just thinking about it.
Kara.
I have needle fear. I'm trying to overcome my needle fear.
I'll get pierced, too, if it'll make you feel better.
Yes! Will you really?
Yeah.
I won't, so don't even ask.
Okay, Kara, yeah, okay, good. Kara's going to do it, too.
Now that I said yes, I'm like, ooh, sure, now I'm scared. No.
Now do you feel nervous thinking
about
it? I do,
but I have this really weird enjoyment when it comes to pain. Like, I love getting tattooed, and I've been, you know, had other piercings, like my tongue pierced and my nose and...
Okay,
so
well,
I kind of like it.
I had my ear pierced.
I have
but
a
I'll do
piercing.
It too.
I do have a pier. I have my coochie pierced.
Get
oh,
out!
Really?
You do?
Yeah, I have both labias.
Can I ask you a question? My friend had that done, and she had to wear a pad for like a week because she would, if she laughed, she would pee her pants.
Wait, which part? She had the labia.
I don't know which part.
Or was it her hood, her clit hood?
Oh, maybe it was her clit,
people get
yeah.
the clit hood piercing a lot.
Didn't that hurt?
Our piercer's here.
Oh.
Yeah, she's here. It's funny how I always tell the people who are coming in these days to text me when they're here because security's supposed to call us and let us know when they're waiting out in the hall. And if you notice, they almost never do. They never do. And it's like our guest... In fact, I bet she got here 10 minutes ago.
She probably did. She's just chilling out in the lobby.
And she just, because it's like they're supposed to, and they never, for some weird reason, and they'll just let them hang out there for 10 minutes.
I didn't know that you had a pierced vag.
I do. I have both labias, both inner labias, the little ones. The thing is
I'm squirming and I don't even have a pussy.
I know. I stopped wearing the jewelry
mm-hmm.
because, and the holes are still there. I could put the jewelry back in. I mean, sometimes I put it back in just because it's like cute.
We should do that tonight.
Pierce my cooch? No, I don't think so. But I stopped wearing the jewelry because it's actually really it's a really annoying place to have jewelry. Like, you're always, you can't ever not think about it because you're always basically sitting on a pair of earrings. You know what I mean? And I was so, it was like uncomfortable all the time. And it's especially uncomfortable in jeans and stuff. It's not a comfortable piercing. Like, I don't know. I wore it all the time for like a year, and it is kind of cute. Like, it's pretty. I feel like pierced labias are pretty. They're like a kind of a nice thing to have pierced, sort of like your ears. It's like they, you know,
the pierced clit is fucking weird.
I don't want to go anywhere near my hood or my nips.
But let me ask you something, because I'm sure you know girls or have seen girls that have it pierced. I mean, I've only seen it like in porn and stuff, but to have, I mean, the hood of the clit, that's like hard. Like, that's like, it's not like, you know, like something soft. Like, it's almost like the cartilage of your nose.
No, it's not. Your hood?
It's harder than, I don't know.
What was a lot? You haven't felt one in a while, I think.
Maybe not.
You haven't felt a, you have not felt a clit in a while because what you're saying is not true. And I feel clits a lot.
With your tongue.
Wait. You mean like, no. It's like your dick. It's like foreskinner. I mean, it's the same thing.
I don't have foreskin.
You're thinking of like the whole, you're thinking of a whole shebang. You just haven't been around one in a while.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's get one in here.
Get a clit in here?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we're going to be right back, you guys. We're going to be right back. Oh, and I'm going to get pierced live on the air. And also, Kara said she would do it too. This is the Diana Kate Show.
Call Diana Kate now at 866-305-6887.
Come on! Give a girl a break!
On Sirius OutQ 109.
Okay, X-Ray is here in studio, and he's pulling out all of these implements. You're pulling out scary implements. She's pulling out all of these, like, really intense-looking, frightening implements, and he's just kind of making a giant. You're like set. This is making me nervous. It is.
I'll try not to be a sadist.
See, you, okay, there's two things that you don't know, actually.
I'm sure there's lots more.
Right, no. But there's two very, okay. X-ray. Number one, I don't bottom, like, ever. Like, period, I don't, mm-hmm. ever. And so, like, I'm getting pierced, and so I'm super nervous about that.
Uh-huh.
And then two, I'm, like I said, I was coming to terms with my needle fear. So will you kind of explain who you are and what you do and what we're about to do? This is kind of, I mean, like, this is really exciting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm honored.
Yeah.
Also.
I'm so glad you came in. Thank you so much for coming in to do the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
I'm
bet.
Totally honored. So my name's X-Ray Ames, and I'm a temporary piercing artist. And I use needles to create art, and I also use needles in my private kink life. Sometimes those things overlap. And so part of, I mean, I know about the issue of bottoming, et cetera, but the, when I'm doing performances with people, there usually is not a power play, mm-hmm. happening. So we're here creating it together, or with demos, or with workshops that I do because I've taught here and mm-hmm. all over the U.S. and actually in Canada. So I understand that.
Right.
But you're not used to being on the receiving end of
anything.
Yes.
Right. I mean, of a dick, and sure, so but like not of anything else.
So I'm doubly or multiply honored.
I'm not on the receiving end of things. Usually,
can I say that it was fun to go through security?
With the big giant scissors?
What
like
are
that?
The scissors for? It's a safety kit. First aid safety
the first
scissors.
Aid safety kit. I know. It does look like
you
a...
didn't warn me.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Actually, you know, it's funny. I thought about that and I was like, I should have warned him that you have to go. But I mean, it's not like any of this is, you know, you're not going to hijack the building with the piercing.
No.
I mean, you could, I guess.
Pin down the security guards.
We have a phone call to go to.
Sure.
Hi, Mike in Arizona. You're on the Diana Cade Show with X-Ray Ames and we're going to do some piercing. And
hey, Diana, we're all sitting around and we want to know where you're having it pierced because you haven't mentioned that yet.
Well, I was going to leave it up to X-Ray.
Oh, we've determined that. Yes.
Is it wide open then? He can do anywhere he wants then.
I've been given a limb. I've been given an arm.
I was going to give him a limb, although I guess you could do my chest. What's going to be less scary
on the
for
arm,
me?
Though,
my chest or my arm? Sure, you can put
where
it on.
Where are you going to do it on your arm?
No, but you don't understand. This is like a temporary piercing. This isn't me having jewelry put in or anything like that.
Yes. Okay, so let's discuss that.
Yeah,
a
like
bit.
We're going to. Okay, we'll explain.
And
okay.
We'll answer your question.
Yeah.
So this is temporary.
Thanks, Mike.
Temporary play piercing, sometimes called fetish piercing or ritual piercing. It uses hypodermic needles that are the same needles you'd get blood taken with or inject medication, or some people inject drugs. They're the same needles, and they go in, and and the point usually comes out of the other side of the skin, and they're in there temporarily. And I've done scenes that have been 6 hours long, and there was a photo shoot in the middle, and you know, we ordered sushi, but they're temporary. So no one's going to bed with these in and waking up the next day and walking around the city or whatever.
Okay.
So she's not getting a permanent piercing. I don't do that. But I've trained with Ami, the bearded lady in P-Town, who's a permanent piercer, and whenever I have questions, I give her a call. So we've decided that we will pierce Diana's arm, but you can also do upper chest, any places that are okay to punch, any fleshy areas are good places to start for beginners. So, and I would say that top of chest or arm are pretty much the same tenderness. It's not going to be that painful. You know, I'm not going to go for your like inner thigh or that's where
I think
you should probably sit while we all discuss this.
Okay,
because I'm gonna open up the needles and you're gonna pass out. And
I'm afraid I'm gonna
have to run the show with
I know yeah. Well, it wouldn't have been any worse than last night.
We could have had you have some booze tonight, but
we're
done with that, X-Ray.
No,
we're done with that.
No one's ever letting me anywhere near booze on and the show together again.
Really?
Although it's the receiving end thing, and two,
I won't tell anyone.
No, I don't care about that. It's not about my reputation or whatever. it's just that, like, it's not, it's like a different space for me, you know?
Yeah.
It's a different space for me.
But you put yourself on the other end of a needle when you get tattoos.
Yeah, but I don't mind that. And also, those don't go in very far.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
And you have other parts of you pierced.
I have my coochie pierced. Yeah, we talked about that. I just talked about that. Uh-huh. I did get my labia pierced, but that was a million years ago. That was like, that was early 90s. That mm-hmm. must have been 92 or something.
In your grunge phase?
93. Yeah. In my, like, I don't know, fucking, what were they called? What was that? What was that called?
Actually,
you and I are about the same age, I think. So, 39? Uh-huh. I just turned 39 yesterday, and I turned 39 hard. God.
I'm older. But, I mean, I'll be 40 in February. What was that period of time? I don't know. It depends on where you lived and what you were.
What were they calling it? They were, come on. Modern primitive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were in the modern primitive phase.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Not me.
Yeah, okay. Well, no,
I'm, and for someone who is into putting needles into people, I have nothing. I have no tattoos, no piercings.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have any tattoos or piercings.
Well, not that you've seen it.
Not that I've seen. Okay, so you're doing, can you tell us a little bit about the performance that you're doing tomorrow?
Sure, yeah.
Like where it is and what's going on?
Okay, yeah, I'm in New York to do a performance at the Deitch.
I think it's Deitch, but I could be wrong.
Everybody says it, and I forgot to ask the people who work there. Oops, hi. So there's a performance, there's a huge show there right now. This is the Deitch at Long Island City, and there's a big show, and they've been doing these evening party activities. And tomorrow night's one is called the Tingle Tango Club. It's produced by Errol Dax from scenedowntown.com.
Okay.
And so he's got some bands and some DJs and all sorts of performance art happening around the space, activating the space from, I think doors are at 8 in the and it's over at 12. So theoretically, we're starting like around 9. And there's details and links at my website, which is truthserum.org/xrayaims. And so I just went and scouted the space today and figured out where I'll be, and I'll be piercing one person, hopefully two, if we can round someone up. The whole show is about construction and destruction and rebuilding and forming new identities. So mm-hmm. I was thinking about doing something that had to do with that. So I'm formulating some ideas that don't actually have words, but are more visual.
Okay.
And so I've got one person to pierce, and it would be great to have another one. So maybe we'll get some.
Yeah.
We can pull up my Gmail and.
If there are any boys out there listening that want to be pierced in a performance in a gallery in Long Island City tomorrow night.
Email xrayaims@gmail.com, and maybe we can bring up a screen, and I'll see if there's any like send photos.
Yeah.
Please. So cute. I'm doing this, and it's a like durational prospect. Like, we'll performance will be there until it's done and looks the way I want it to look, and then hang out, take some pictures, have people enjoy it, and then I'll drive back to Boston.
I know, like long drive.
Yeah. So I do workshops. I teach people how to do this, and I'm available for private sessions and private lessons. But I teach the basics, and then I also teach more advanced classes and the more artistic stuff that you can do with the needles.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, I'm fascinated, and you know, there have been many, many piercers in my life. I mean, like, Cléo de Bois, for instance. I've mm-hmm. Know well, and Midori, who right. you apparently learned from, is an old close friend, and I've certainly seen this done many, many times at uh-huh. sex parties next to me. But like I said, it's a different experience for me to be on the receiving end of something, because and granted, like, I'm so excited that you want to pierce me. Like, I really appreciate that.
I always, every time anybody lets me.
You want to pierce them?
Pierce them. I don't always want to pierce everybody.
Right.
That's one thing. And I had people volunteer to be the subject for this that I felt like were, I don't know, if I don't know someone and I am asking them to be pierced for 3 hours, like, that's, I have to have faith that they're going to be able to handle it. And some
right.
people can't necessarily, or they're like all excited and it's just not going to work out. But anytime anybody offers their skin to me, like you are doing, I'm totally honored and just feel like immense gratitude.
This
about
is really, it's really exciting. Like, I've been talking about this all week, and we have had, this week has been seriously like, I don't know, Diana Cage's life verite. I mean, because Tuesday, you know, my favorite porn star who I have a giant frat boy crush on came on the show and basically tried to, like, I don't know.
Get busy with you, I heard.
There was some stuff involved that was pretty intense. And then last night was hammered on the air, most mortifying moment of my life. And now I'm going to be pierced live on the air. So it's going to be, it's a quite a week. It's my birthday week. Anyways, I'm excited. I'm excited. I've looked at a lot of pictures of your work. It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, so, and I've always wanted to be able to talk about piercing from a more kind of like a knowledgeable space. I mean, having seen it done, but not having had it done to me, I feel like it's time. And thank God Kara volunteered too.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Do you have you have things pierced?
I used to.
She used to.
But not really anymore.
Okay, yeah. There's always these like frat boy fights about, you know, like what gauge big studs people have in their ears, and well, these are permanent piercings, and like what you're doing is just like sissy, temporary stuff. And then I think, okay, well, you know,
try having like 75 of them going up your arm when you're number one douchebag.
Yeah, and then also most of those dudes or whatever end up taking them out at some point anyway because they have to go to a wedding or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, what's temporary now, buddy?
Yeah, no, I mean, well, no, it's like we discussed earlier. I did have a permanent piercing. I took the jewelry out of that though because that's an annoying piercing to have. I've decided.
And the vag.
The labia piercing is really ir- it's a, well because you're
is it
always
rings while you're walking?
It was rings while you're yeah. It's like you have dangly things off of your dangly parts, and it's not. It's just irritating. Like not. I mean, like it's. What I mean is, every time you sit down, you're aware of the fact that there's jewelry in your vag, and you're like, oh, I'm done with that. I think about my coochie enough. I don't need to think about it all the time.
Really? So it remains active.
Yeah, those holes don't close up. That part of you just doesn't ever. So, you know, I can put them. I occasionally do because it's cute to look at, but it's not fun to wear.
Okay.
Okay, so what do I need to know about what you're about to do to me? And what does everybody need to know about what you're about to do to me? And Kara.
Would it be better to watch her first? No, you want to.
No. Okay. No, because I just kind of want to.
Well, you'll experience it and hang out. Okay.
And we can just leave it in. You know, it's my fear of needles and not normally. God, she's stretched. Those are the gloves.
I'm putting on gloves because I try to keep everything uber clean.
Okay.
I'm definitely cautious about that kind
of
stuff.
Of course, so, playing with blood.
Right. And one thing I do with all the people that I pierce until I know them well is to check in with them about health issues and bloodborne illness knowledge. So I usually say, like, my name's Ray, X-Ray Ames. Yeah. And as far as I know, I have no bloodborne illnesses. And
we have this joke from my old board op on the show that the CDC should study me because for whatever reason, I'm a miracle, but no, I have no, HIV, Hep C, bloodborne illnesses. I'm all clean. I'm all clean and good that way.
Okay. Well, I behave like everybody has something that they don't know about anyway. So we're going to,
which
be,
is right. Of course.
Exactly how everybody should be practicing their safer sex. And then I try to make a pact, or I make a pact with the person, that if there's a mishap and we contaminate each other, then we go to the hospital together and do have tests and then do proactive.
Oh, of course. Right. Okay.
Okay, great. You know, I'm not doing that in the heat of passion, you know, but with folks that I'm just doing, she's pacing back and forth.
I am nervous. I actually am nervous. I can't believe I am so nervous.
So I'm going to clean your arm with a BZK towelette, and then after that, don't touch it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
She's not looking at me. She's not looking at the arm.
I'm going to faint. I'm really... Oh, God. Okay. No. I'm okay. Just doesn't matter.
Do you think it would be better for you to sit down?
No. No, this is good. I think I'm more comfortable standing up.
Okay. I didn't bring any smelling salts with me, but we have seltzer.
That's okay. We'll just smack her in the face a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys be ready to run the show.
These cookies are good.
You were such a dick over there, like totally relaxed eating cookies. And I did actually faint the last time I gave blood, and I haven't given blood since.
So why the fuck are you doing this?
Because I want
to. That's a good thing to know. Also, do you have a heart condition? Do you bleed a lot? Thin blood? Do you take blood thinners?
No, I don't. Although I have to say that when they did pierce my labia, I bled a lot, and they told me that that wouldn't bleed, but there was like blood. It was like a massacre. So,
okay. Well, so different things happen. Everybody at different times of the day, and depending on what you've eaten, bleed differently.
Okay.
So if you're someone,
what about if it was your 39th birthday yesterday and you got hammered on your radio show?
My guess is that you're dehydrated and that you won't bleed a lot because alcohol dehydrates you, and you probably had a lot of caffeine to make sure that you were awake today.
Yes, I had, and I had like 87 Diet Pepsis.
Right. So you're probably pretty dehydrated, and your blood is thick. And so if we wanted you to bleed, we could give you some more alcohol, which would thin out your blood and it would flow, or we could give you aspirin, and sometimes that's a desired effect.
Right. Right. Got it.
But not necessarily on the air with a nice carpet.
Okay. Or a skanky carpet, either one.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe my bag shouldn't be down there. Okay. So these are hypodermic needles. I feel like every detail I tell you is great for the radio audience, but going to make
for
you
me.
Puke.
No, this is great. No, this is good. I want to know all about this. Okay. I'm super fascinated. So please.
Okay.
X-ray. By the way, my guest is X-ray Ames. And check out truthserum.org/x-ray-ames to look at, you know, images of his work. And, you know, if you want to see what this looks like, if you want to see what, you know, because basically this is, you do create art with this. This is not just as an activity. It's an artwork.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's both.
Okay.
So these are the same needles that would be used in hospital for injections or blood taking. This is a 22 gauge needle, and it's an inch and a half long. So I'm going to open it up and show you what it looks like.
Okay.
So.
Oh God! Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. No. I'm okay. Ignore anything I say. Anything. Any fainting or exclaiming. Oh God! Just ignore it. I'm totally fine. I'm going to be okay. I'm really excited that you're going to pierce me. I'm just afraid.
People should know that this is an inch and a half. It's not going straight in. It's going just breezing the surface of the skin. So. We don't even have to be in there very long.
We could totally leave it. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying it doesn't have to have a lot of skin on top of it. So we're not traveling underneath the skin for very long.
Okay.
People should really look at the photos on the website.
Yeah.
And so make sure you're 18 plus because I don't want to get in trouble, but whatever.
Yeah. And I hope you're 18 plus to listen to my show.
We'll talk about the legalities of needles after. So, okay. Do you want to get a photo of the scare face? So we can use larger needles or thicker needles. The 22
aren't there
gauge,
smaller ones?
Not with me.
Oh,
okay. I have 18, which are really honkers. And
no,
then I've got 20.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is it's a beveled edge, and they're hollow. So if I did stick it into you, blood could come out the other side. But we don't do. We stick it into you, and the tip comes back out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What else to tell you? They come sterile. You can not apparently get them shipped to New York City or New York. And I don't know. I thought that the ban against having needles had been lifted, that it was no longer illegal to have needles in New York. But apparently you cannot get them shipped to you.
Okay.
Because my friend who had a performance here last week had trouble with that.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay, so X-ray Ames. My guest is X-ray Ames, and go look at his work, truthserum.org/x-ray-ames, and he's going to pierce me.
Okay,
he's going to do temporary plate piercing on me. Where do I do? Put my arm on your leg?
Yes.
Okay, this is where you. Oh God! Wait, hold on.
What's our soundtrack? Are you giving us a soundtrack?
Yeah. Okay. Wait. I'm sorry. Actually, this is so funny because I'm so not even exaggerating this, and I exaggerate everything.
She's back and forth, pacing back and forth.
This is not me. This is actually not exaggerating. Because you had a bad day. I don't think so. No, remember what we said? It's like, yeah, like how Enya is the music you play during anal sex. You need to give me something nice and calming.
Okay. Hold on.
She's all, her skin is goosebumpy.
I have goosebumps. I can't look. Oh God, do I have to look?
You don't have to look. if you don't want to, but
I don't think I'll look once it's in.
Okay, so we're going to put this in.
I can't breathe.
You're going to take three deep breaths, and at the top of your third breath,
okay,
I'm going to put it in. So we're going to count together. We're going to breathe together. Ready?
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
Top of your third. Three.
Beautiful. Is it in? Is it in?
It's in. It's in.
Oh my God.
Wait, she's not passing out. She's doing fine. She's stunned. So we put it in. We put the needle in about an eighth of an inch, a sixteenth of an inch below the surface of the skin. And there's about three quarters.
Oh God. I want a picture of this.
Okay. So there's about three quarters of an inch of skin on top of the needle, which... So it's in and out. Like, you know, when you get a splinter or when you're a kid and you put your mom's sewing pins through your arms or your fingers. Well, there's people who do.
I don't.
I have a friend in Montana who came out and saw me, and he used to put straight pins in his arms.
Oh, God. I don't do that. That's just weird to me. I can't believe there's a needle sticking in my arm right now. There's it's like stuck under the skin, and it's like in one side and out the other, and I'm just hanging out here with a freaking needle sticking out of my arm. That is so freaky. Oh God.
Okay, hold that up next
I
to your
I can't
face
believe
so
I didn't faint. I could never have looked at you do that.
Well, we'll do another one and you'll look.
No, I can't. There's no way. Are you kidding? I was like terrified.
Can we send this to your boyfriends?
My various ones?
Yeah.
All around the world.
All around Absolutely. The world. I'm totally keeping this as props. I top Diana Cage.
I know. Seriously, that is so hilarious to me.
Hey. It's all for good radio for you people.
Yeah. God, I am like so freaked out.
Are you gonna touch it?
No, I'm not gonna touch it. I can't even believe it's there. All Are right, we gonna I'll... leave it in?
For a little bit, yeah.
Okay. So all right.
Why don't you talk about what it felt like to have the needle go in? Did it pinch? What did it feel like?
It felt like a pinch. It was not that painful, which you had assured me before when we talked about it. And then, like I said it wasn't the pain thing that I was scared of. Because again, like, I don't know if you've ever gotten a Brazilian.
Yeah.
You're
no.
like, my balls would get ripped off.
Ow.
I know. But like, I mean, whatever. It's not the pain thing. It's just the needle thing. I mean, you saw the goosebumps.
Yeah.
You saw me like pacing back and like I couldn't even get near you.
So did you feel so little pinch, and did you have an adrenaline rush?
Well,
a little heat in your arm?
Actually, you know what? Interestingly, on a just total like physical level, you know, in terms of the feeling of it, I would not say that like there wasn't really pain, like a tiny pinch, and there wasn't like a huge. Really what's going on for me right now, the adrenaline rush,
yeah.
is coming totally from the fact that, one,
you're nervous.
I'm
yes.
so nervous and looking at it and having this giant fear of needles. And like I said, not necessarily being a receiving person
for the most part.
And I don't know, just the idea that I actually went through with that and I was so scared of it. And I've actually been scared of this all week. Do you hear how fast I'm talking? I am talking so fast. I am so nervous. I had been talking about it all week long about how you were going to come on the show and pierce me. And every time I thought about it, I was like, oh, God. I kept having to kind of put it in this space of like radio stunt to kind of dissociate uh-huh. a bit. Uh-huh. But okay, so tell me, when did you learn to do this? And tell me a little bit more about it while I stare at this needle sticking in my arm.
Okay, well, let's talk about, I can tell you all that, but I wanted to, like, while we have it, let's talk about the sensations if you have any.
Yeah. Okay, I can feel that.
So I'm touching right now. I'm touching the skin that's on top of the needle.
Uh huh.
So we can feel a piece of metal that's in your skin.
Right. There's a piece of right.
Like you're a robot.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Yes, I'm now a robot.
So there's other things you can do.
Okay. Is this gonna hurt? I mean, oh yes. Okay. No, yeah. It doesn't hurt. It's sort of interesting sensation. She's like twisting it around.
And we can lift it a little.
No.
Bit.
Okay. Let's not do that. That's freaky.
Okay. And okay, do now, you want to touch it? You
now he's trying to lift the needle.
I'm trying to get her to touch it.
Oh my God. That's so weird. It's like going in. It's just so weird. Like these two holes in my arm. And okay, I can feel this like rod underneath my skin. Look, there's a little tiny bit of blood. I was kind of hoping it would bleed just for dramatic effect.
Oh, well, it'll bleed when we take it out.
Okay.
Because it right now the metal shaft of the needle is taking up the holes.
Okay.
So it's filling the holes. So.
Okay. Yeah. No, that wasn't, the sensation was not bad at all. It's really looking at my arm with this giant needle sticking out of it.
You're going to be much nicer to your phlebotomists in the future, I'm sure.
True. And also, like, that was a much larger gauge needle than I ever expected it to be.
Oh, really?
I thought it was going to, yeah.
Oh.
It really was. I've seen the piercing needles I'd been up close and personal with before were slightly,
Okay. I use 20 gauge and 22 gauge because they're small enough that they're not totally difficult to get through skin, mm-hmm. but then they're strong enough to withstand some pulling action and some suspension or ribbons attached. I've got some dental floss here, which I can.
What are you gonna do with that?
I'm gonna.
This is like okay, you guys. Just for it's like the size of a sewing needle, basically.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same size as a sewing needle. What are you gonna do with that?
I'm just gonna wrap it around so you can. Feel it. It's a. It how far should we go?
Do you see? You see the terror that's going on for me right now. Like, can you see the terror?
I don't want to get not asked back.
No. This is
exciting.
Oh, we're
gonna do this every week from now on.
Every week, Diana gets pierced on
at
air.
A different place.
No. Oh, God.
With a bigger gauge each week.
I got it. Okay.
What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
So I'm wrapping dental floss, which is a nice kind of thread to play with around the needle. And then we can make you into like a marionette.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God.
But also you can take the string and you can play with it yourself. I just wanted to give you that sensation of like.
I mean, it feels cool. I like the way it feels.
She's.
I just am so, I'm just freaked out still.
Yeah.
Can you believe how freaked out? Am I the biggest pussy you have ever met in your life, or
total
what?
Tough ass.
Balls
out.
I'm so not kick ass.
Well, the interesting thing is that your fear of all of this is your adrenaline is going, so that you're not actually like so much experiencing like the needle in you, whereas other people would be melting in euphoria, and the adrenaline rush would have made them like seriously high, and they'd be all like loopy now.
Well,
I mean,
I am
from necessarily from one needle, unless I put it through a nipple or something. But
that's the thing is, I clearly am incredibly loopy because I can hear myself like I can't stop talking, and I'm just talking so fast. Like that's, I guess, where that adrenaline rush went.
Yep.
I mean, you know, technically it is my job to explain what's going on the
right,
air,
right.
But I can't seem to like control this like rush of words.
So I haven't actually had that many needles in me, except for the most part when I do demos. If I don't have a demo bottom to be my demo bottom, I have to pierce myself, and also I often have to let other people pierce me, which is kind of a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
So I have all these novice piercers putting needles in my arms, which makes me not really like the needles all that much. But imagine teaching a class and trying to explain what you're doing while you're trying to breathe, putting needles in myself, going, okay, now I'm going to do it, and I'm probably going to stop talking in a second. And I hate doing it, but for the sake of information.
The sake of art.
Yeah.
By the way, if you guys have some questions about this, you can call us at 866-305-6887. I know, I can't concentrate. I have a needle in my arm. X-Ray Ames, who is doing a performance tomorrow at the... did we decide Deitch. It was Deitch? You think it's Deitch?
Someone should call in and tell us.
So I know. Is it Deitch like or Deitch? So we don't sound like idiots.
I always thought it was Deitch, but...
I think it's Deitch. I feel like... Well, anyways, whatever. So you can check out some images of his work at truthserum.org/X-Ray Ames. And X-Ray has just put a 22 gauge temporary piercing needle into the top of my arm and now has wrapped dental floss around it and is like yanking on it. And I am looking at this needle sticking in my arm and I'm like, I feel like I'm going to faint. But also, you know, when he said he was coming on the show to talk to us about play piercing and he said he wanted to poke somebody on the air and I was like, well, you might as well do me. And I was kind of in denial about the fact that I actually have a giant, giant fear of needles. So I've overcome that. Plus, like I explained, I'm not normally on the receiving end
it's
of this
therapy.
Type of thing. No, it's pretty cool. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. We're going to be right back. This is the Diana Cage Show.
Call Diana Cage now at 866-305-6887.
Give me one good reason why I should.
She has all the answers.
Yes, yes, go on.
Hello?
Hello?
Thank you.
I can't. Okay. If you just tuned in, then you should know that my guest in the studio is X-Ray Ames, and he is a piercing. I don't actually know how to describe what you do because it's beyond just. I mean, you teach workshops, but can you actually? Can you just give us a little bit of info about your art again for anybody who may have just tuned in?
Sure. I'm a temporary piercing artist, and it's one of the elements in my private kink life. But the reason I'm on the show is because I'm doing a piercing performance in New York at an art gallery tomorrow night at the Deitch
Gallery. The Deitch Gallery.
In Long Island. I feel it's like such a bad art person that I...
It's a famous art gallery.
I know, and I've always gone and seen shows there, and now all of a sudden I can't figure out how to pronounce it, and I feel like, oh, I'm a bad artist person.
This is what Google is for. Okay, so...
So I'm doing a performance there tomorrow night, and... sometimes I do performances that have narratives going through them, so I'll be working with the person who's getting pierced, and there's a back and forth of a story being told. There's a performer in New York, Crystal Goldmine, who I've gone on tour with and done performances with. We did one actually in Galapagos called The Sailor and the Mermaid, where we're in the middle of the pond, There's a big water pool in the front of the gallery, and we were on an island, and I was a sailor, and she was a mermaid, and I was piercing her chest and putting sequins in it to look like scales.
Wow, that sounds beautiful.
It was really beautiful. The photos are up on the site, truthserum.org/X-Ray Ames. Truth Serum's my production company in Boston. They do all my promoting, so they are hosting my website for me.
Okay.
We did that just as a visual because we did have the idea that the sailor and the mermaid should have written each other letters. And we
hit the photos link. Okay, hit the photos link. There it is. Yeah. I can't concentrate. Please.
she's got a needle in her.
I have a needle sticking in my arm. Oh, God!
The website photos just came up.
I wasn't prepared to look at that. Oh, God. Wow. I have to tell you about a performance I saw once that really fucking laid me out, but...
Wow. So Crystal Goldmine and I, if you go to the bottom of the page, you can see, I think, the sequin photos. But so then we expanded that performance to include a narrator who reads the letters that the sailor and the mermaid wrote to each other. So there's the mermaid.
Oh, it's really pretty, actually.
So there's a lot of photos up on the website, and...
This is intense. Seriously, truthserum.org/X-Ray Ames, and then click on the photos link to see some of this stuff because it's really pretty. It's beautiful, but also you heard me scream.
Yeah.
You've got the really intense ones at the top.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Those are the newest.
Oh, God.
It was a private Jesus crucifixion scene on Easter.
Okay. Well, nicely done.
Yes.
We'll be right back, okay? And stay tuned. X-Ray Ames is here in the studio, and he's pierced me, and now he's going to pierce Kara. And then now that I'm like...
And do we get to do James?
No, James said hell no.
Fuck no.
Yeah, he said fuck no.
Boy.
I might do it again.
Okay.
I can't. I don't
more,
know.
More.
I can't. I feel really. This is
Colin.
Really,
if you want Diana, get poked more.
Yeah. This is the Diana Cade Show.